The Highest Culture, June 13th. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the man who consents to be molded and fashioned after the divine similitude is the noblest specimen of the work of God. The experimental knowledge of true godliness, in daily consecration and service to God, ensures the highest culture of the mind, soul, and body. The impartation of divine power honors our sincere striving after wisdom for the conscientious use of our highest faculties to honor God and bless our fellow men. As these faculties are derived from God, and not self-created, they should be appreciated as talents from God to be employed in His service. The heaven-entrusted faculties of the mind are to be treated as the higher powers, to rule the kingdom of the body. The natural appetites and passions are to be brought under the control of the conscience and the spiritual affections. The religion of Jesus Christ never degrades the receiver, it never makes him coarse or rough, discourteous or self-important, passionate or hard-hearted. On the contrary, it refines the taste, sanctifies the judgment, purifies and ennobles the thoughts by bringing them into captivity to Jesus Christ. God's ideal for His children is higher than the highest human thought can reach. The living God has given in His holy law a transcript of His character. The greatest teacher the world has ever known is Jesus Christ. And what is the standard He has given for all who believe in Him to reach? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. As God is perfect in His high sphere of action, so man may be perfect in his human sphere. The ideal of Christian character is Christ-likeness. There is open before us a path of continual advancement. We have an object to reach, a standard to gain which includes everything good and pure and noble and elevated. There should be continual striving and constant progress onward and upward toward perfection of character.